So you're running out of closet space. The good news? You don't need to stop shopping. You just need to start selling with The RealReal. The RealReal is the world's largest and most trusted resource for authenticated luxury resale. Whether it's that mini bag that can't even fit your phone or those boots you never fully broke in, The RealReal handles everything from photography and copywriting to shipping and pricing. So you can just sit back, get paid, and make room for things that actually feel like you. And with 10,000 plus new arrivals every single day from top designers like Prada, Celine, Louis Vuitton, and Loewe, all for up to 90% off retail, you're bound to find something perfectly on brand to fill that extra closet space with. Plus, right now, you can get an extra $100 to shop when you sell for the first time. Make room for what feels like you. Go to TheRealReal.com to start selling and get your extra $100 to keep shopping at TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Crocs, you know, the shoes, were once considered a bit naff, then became cool in an ironic way, so let's see what's going to happen next. They've just released a new sandal shaped exactly like a red Lego brick. They cost €200. We're joined now by Laura Jordan from Style Savvy. Afternoon, Laura.
Good afternoon.
These things look absolutely enormous.
They do, and they look very impractical and quite difficult to wear as well. So yeah. I'd be very interested to see how they actually land in terms of practicality. I am guessing that's not the role of them.
Okay, what do you guess is the role of them?
I guess it's a collectible. I think that is the area that Crocs are moving into with Lego, because they have seen great success with the collectible concept, and now they're going to try and bring a product alignment in there alongside. So this is the first of many products that are going to come on stream in 2026 between these two brands. At the moment, they're only in adult sizes, but they'll arrive in kid sizes, and they're going to have little themed gibbets, which are the charms that go into regular Crocs. They're coming out as well, all across the board in Lego characters.
Right. Okay. So does that imply that maybe people aren't just buying regular Crocs as much anymore, so they have to pivot into this kind of area?
I reckon it's that it will be an addition. So a real super fan of Crocs may purchase the Lego themed ones. They're about four times the price of a normal pair of Crocs and not as wearable. They've got quite a strong square front on them. I don't see them being practical to wear for any length of time, but the fabric is going to be the same, the material that the product is made from. I imagine it'll be something you put on your shelf rather than something you wear out for a walk or going to work.
Yeah. Would many people buy that though? You'd have to be a mad fan of Lego to buy a pair of shoes.
You would. And when you look at Lego with like the Star Wars collab and a few of the other, I suppose, collectible options that they have made, people tend to purchase them to hold on to them and then sell them at a higher price because it's a scarce idea. And once something is scarce, the price of it has the potential to increase. So I don't imagine they're going to get a huge amount of wear, but I think people who are looking at making a quick buck off them, or a long buck in terms of how long you keep them for, or if you're a huge fan of Lego, I think you're going to purchase them just to have them. Maybe put them in a cabinet. Maybe, they, again, as I said, they go on a shelf.
Yeah. So you probably wouldn't even take them out of the box.
No.
So they're, you know, pristine and sellable. Yeah,
they devalue if you got a little scuff on them or if there was a little mark on the side, I imagine. So you'd want to keep them as pristine as you could.
The Crocs used to be just completely, people were reviled by Crocs. They would like get a little bit sick in their mouths if they saw somebody wearing them. How did Crocs turn that around, or did somehow the culture embrace them for some reason?
It's a good question. They became anti-fashion. So any fashion fan, when you say the word Crocs, it's almost a joke now. They would recoil. But Crocs originally came out 25 years ago or so. So that was the millennial now audience embraced them as children or early teens. And now they're back in a big way with the Gen Z generation, courtesy of social media. And again, the embracement of the concept of anti-trend, like we would have had in the past. Punk, Doc Martens, that sort of concept has been embraced in the ugly shoe aesthetic. And it's almost unapologetic. Yes, my shoes aren't fashionable. That's why I like them.
Yeah, but then your shoes are fashionable because they're not fashionable.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's almost the double negative, which makes it a positive. So exactly as you said, the more meta you go into it, the more interesting it becomes as a concept. And again, if you're looking to generate news headlines, this is a great way to do it. Like Paris Fashion Week, you just don't expect a Crocs Lego collab to be one of the main talking points that comes out of it. But that's where they launched the product, which is a flex in itself and quite interesting to see the reaction to it.
Okay, what was the reaction to it? Or was it too soon to say? say.
She seems to say in some regard because it's just happened. The rapper Tommy Cash wore them. I personally haven't heard of them previously. I imagine this is really going to help bring into kind of more people's minds and ears. But as it stands, it's more the press release and the imagery that's being incredibly kind of controversial and talked about. They won't actually launch until the 16th of February. So it'd be interesting to see in a couple of weeks' time how the sales go. And they're limited, or we're told that. Yeah. So I imagine that scarcity mindset will come into play with people who might decide to pick up a pair.
Will they sell them in shoe shops or Lego shops?
Great question. I would imagine they'd be online as the Lego website has the detail on them, but I imagine it'll be the Crocs kind of fulfillment section that will come into play there because it's technically a wearable item.
Yeah.
And it'll be interesting to see if any kind of copyright and counterfeit options come, you know, if you can find a Lego Croc on Shein, you know, like what's going to happen in terms of the copyright, who knows?
Are they a shoe or a sandal? Technically
a sandal because the back of them is a wrap around the back of the foot, okay. like the Crocs are. Now, I think you'd struggle to flip the back over the front like you do with Crocs. You can kind of wear them as a slip-in because it'll interfere with the Lego blocks. Also, you can't personalize them to the same extent as you can normal Crocs. You can put the little gibbets in.
Yeah.
That's what they're called. But these guys have four little Lego characters that sit inside the shoe. So again, maybe you're not buying one pair, maybe you're buying four to have your four different characters. If you're really going to lean into the collectible.
Have they said whether you could buy multiple pairs and make something out of them?
Do they actually
fit into each other?
I think they have missed a trick there because that would be very cool to to generate €800 of revenue and have four pairs that intertwine. So maybe you should look into that because I think they missed a trick there.
If you're a Gen Z then, and if you bought a pair of these and you were going to wear them out, you'd have to wear them with socks though, because that strikes me like I'm old enough to remember where people would laugh at you if you wore socks and sandals.
Crocs and socks are now the cool thing to wear in the same way that socks with almost any shoe is seen as the better way to wear them. But absolutely, socks were a complete no-go 10, 15 years ago with any kind of summer shoe. But it seems even from the imagery that we're getting from this brand collab, it's a white sock with the Lego Croc.
And and square shoes, are there other square shoes? Are square shoes a thing?
Last summer, we had a trend of square flip-flops and square sandals, but only on the sole, like not through the whole kind of, it's very much a subtle, seen as a counterpoint between the rounded natural foot of like the way your toes are kind of organized. So it would be a different style feature, but that was more in like a thong sandal or maybe with a little bit of a heel on the back, a very minimalist shoe for summer, very much in women's wear. So maybe that's been, if we're looking for a style thread to link it to, we could link it to that, but it's probably a bit tenuous.
Okay. And so have they given any hint what further Lego / Croc items are going to come out?
They're keeping us waiting. They're saying they'll bring them out in a kid version. Be interested to see if they're the same price point and how successful that would be. And then it'll be the accessories, the gibbets will be in many Lego characters that you could customize your own Crocs. So say you have a pair of normal Crocs, you'll be able to use those items and collect them all, I guess. That would be, reminds me of like the McDonald's Happy Meal concept of putting all those pieces in.
Yeah, well, that sounds more pitched at kids rather than
absolutely
grown-ups.
So it'll be very interesting to see how that shakes down between the adult and child demographic and how they do it. But collectibles are big news for adults and child alike. So I think adults won't play with them, but kids will.
Oh, you might see families out, they're all wearing their Lego Crocs.
Yeah, Croc Lego families. Absolutely.
Oh, God, help us all. Laura, thanks a million for coming in to us. That was Laura Jordan, their image and brand consultant, owner of Style Savvy.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.